Hello and welcome to the Week Ahead Astrology Podcast for the 28th of June, 2021. My name is Eric Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of Planet Waves FM here with a bit of a late update. Had a long day writing yesterday, finished the Aquarian era readings, and then was not in any position to do that much else. Anyway, thanks for checking back in. At the moment, the moon is void, of course, in Aquarius. It is, as of this recording, at 11:52 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in daylight time, the moon is at basically about to enter the last degree of Aquarius. So that means that kind of go on coast for a little while and don't try to do too much with a void, of course, moon. It's more of a time to pay attention and notice and think about what it is you really do need to do next. This is a short moon void. It's been going on much of the night, so from now it's a short moon void. The moon will enter water sign Pisces at 1:50 p.m. on the 28th. That is Monday, today, in a little while. And then the next thing it does is form a conjunction to Jupiter. So this is a reminder, as the moon moves through Pisces, to remember that the main condition that we are under right now is Mercury working its way out of shadow phase. Mercury retrograde ended last week, but when Mercury retrograde ends, there can be about a 2.5 to 3 week phase when you still get some of the effects, and I never quite feel 100% confident about certain things, but as the years go on, I'm taking Mercury retrograde a little bit less seriously. In any event, for the most part, the big astrology news of the week is that Mercury is working its way through these shadow phase degrees and is heading for a square to Neptune. To me, that is the that is like the main operative event here on the tail end of Mercury retrograde. So let me just get a fix on that. Okay, so today is the 28th, and so therefore all through the week through July 6th. July 6th is a Tuesday, so that's a week from tomorrow, from the standpoint that I'm in, is at, i.e., recording on Monday, that you need to really pay attention. This Mercury shadow is one thing. Mercury making its third square to Neptune is another thing. So the thing about this Mercury retrograde that made it so strange and also so interesting, so unpredictable, and for some so challenging and so expensive, was that through this whole process, going back for quite a few weeks, Mercury's retrograde has been in a 90-degree angle to Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune has a very wide orb of influence. That is to say, of all the planets I've ever worked with, Neptune's... You fall into the gravity of Neptune even with a very wide square opposition or conjunction. And so you have to remember that. That's just this thing about Neptune, is it has this sprawling feeling. There are planets you can work with a 1 or 2 degree orb. And I think with Neptune, you really need to use either the whole sign or more like 7 or 8 degrees on either side. And I've seen the effect of for example, conjunction or square from Neptune work with a much wider orb than that. So pay attention, and we are working through some understanding, breakthrough, or development in the style of Neptune. It's not quite a breakthrough like the Kool-Aid man walking through the bricks, more like a whale sticking its tail up above the surface of the ocean. In any event, July 6th is the operative time for the moving through the Mercury retrograde phase. There's a bunch of other aspects that happen at that time. I will be covering them on the next two types of podcast of events. Podcast is an event. Okay, so now jumping back to the current chart, since there are not really that many major events this week. We had the full moon. We had Saturn square Uranus. We've had the eclipses go by. We had the solstice. So we get kind of one of these in-between weeks, which is a little unusual because there's just been so fucking much happening that it's been impossible to keep up with life, much less the astrology. So these are weeks where it is it's tempting just to relax a bit, and I do suggest that you do some of that, change up your schedule and all that, though I would say that taking the opportunity you have to tidy things up, keep tidying things up still under the shadow effect, and set up the future, set yourself up to get things done. That means starting things, not necessarily finishing them, but when you come back to something in a week and a half, it'll be nice to not have a blank page. That said, sometimes I personally find, as a person who does a kind of ridiculous number of projects a day, is that I'll say, all right, I'm going to start this. And then I find that I'm like getting into it, and suddenly I'm basically finished with it. So I have a few mottos I have found to be really true, and one of them is, it's an old one, well begun is halfway done. So focus on getting things well begun. Meanwhile, just one last thought about the moon moving through Pisces. It will make a bunch of aspects. Hold on, let's get that up here. So for the next few days, the moon's going to it'll be in Pisces. It will make a conjunction to Jupiter, and then it'll make a conjunction to Nessus later tomorrow. Then it'll make a conjunction to Neptune, all the while making a square to Mercury. So the moon's presence there, especially in a sign that can be as intangible as Pisces, will give you a look at perhaps some of what you've been missing. The moon can act like a projection screen, where if you have the world's best movie projector and you're just projecting it up into space, you can't see anything. But if you have a couple of clouds, maybe you can see something. And so the moon can act like that. The moon can act like the original silver screen onto which we project our, let's say, our thoughts and dreams and visions. Meanwhile, with the moon moving through Pisces, make sure that if you determine that something is true, that you are really confident enough to take action should you need to take action. There's many situations that can easily wait for a week or a week and a half until the soggiest part of this Mercury retrograde works itself out. Then let's just do one more moon sign. Stop when the moon is, I'm going right off the computer screen right now, when the moon is in Aries. Let's check the Aries moon. The Aries moon begins on the 30th, Wednesday, at 9:21 p.m. Eastern time. So the moon is, it's Monday morning Eastern time here. The moon is about to enter Pisces in the early afternoon. Then it will remain in Pisces. got a little frog in my throat here. Open up the kombucha. And then the moon will remain in Pisces through Wednesday evening at 9:21. So that to me seems like a long run for the moon through a sign. It may be moving slowly, but the second half of the week will be dominated by the Aries moon, a whole different feeling, much more action-oriented. And wow, look at that. The moon's entering a cardinal sign on Wednesday, so we get all of those cardinal aspects happening basically Wednesday through Saturday morning. More on that in the next edition. Check the front page. Great article about the announcement by the federal government of the United States on Friday that UFOs are real, right there on homepage of Planet Waves. planetwaves.net, and I'll have lots more about that on the new Planet Waves FM. All right, so you are visiting a website that is entirely supported by our subscribers. We've done this now for about 20 years, never took a single ad. I think it's quite wonderful to browse around the pages of Planet Waves and to not have your mind and your reading experience cluttered by a million advertisements and pop-ups and interruptions. My writing is somewhat contemplative, meditative, requiring some thought and reflection and concentration. Who needs ads? But we need you. So if you like Planet Waves and you come back frequently, please check on the become a subscriber or get a reading. My readings are fantastic and they are cheap. I just finished the Aquarian era readings. I'll have more to say about that coming up fairly soon. I also do private consultations. I'm easy to reach, EFC at planetwaves.net. Thanks for listening and stay in touch.